to the Amazing Race podcast. My name is Jack.
And I'm Cindy, and you need a haircut.
Do I need a haircut?
Bozo the Clown.
Bozo,
your hair's sticking
Bozo,
straight up. And I don't know
Bozo
what you did over here
clown.
On your right side.
Well, I'm Bozo in it. I'm Clown.
No,
I'm Clown. It doesn't matter how the hair looks.
I think you've taken your razor and did something for
Well, you
it.
Know, it happens. It happens. I did the razor and ended up finishing in fourth. I blew the challenge. I finished in fourth. Oh, but before I go on, happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day to everybody. I had the best Mother's Day.
It was
Thank
great,
you.
It was a great Mother's Day. It's like I always told my mom, you haven't always been a mom, but you've always been a mother. So
I got to spend time with my three fabulous children.
Three fabulous kids.
And two of my fabulous children's significant others, my beautiful daughter-in-law and handsome son-in-law.
Exactly.
And then...
The other one is serving our country
yes,
right
he
now.
Is.
So.
He isn't our son-in-law yet. But
oh,
he's,
future son-in-law. He's serving our country.
He's serving our country.
He's serving cheeseburgers to at a
Who
USO
realized
show.
Today he could have rented a cell phone.
Yeah, it's a long story.
It's a long story. I love that guy, though. And then, of course... Dun, da, da, da. Our grandson.
Our grandson, Zachary, who wore us both out.
Oh.
I was spitting him around. Well, he got this inflatable thing.
Yes, but you do more than what it's supposed to be doing.
Well, he likes to be abused in it.
Yeah.
He likes to be bounced around, spun
yes.
around, dragged
yes.
around the house.
Yes.
So I said, I'm going to take him outside and spin him around.
Yes, you did.
And his dad, let's just call him, I don't want to mention his name.
Okay.
Jay. is a bit of... cautious little
he's been that way since the day he was
he's
born.
He's like, he's gonna get hurt, he's gonna like he was gonna, and then I'd stop, I'd be all dizzy, and,
right,
and what'd Zach say?
More papa.
And then I said, I can't do anymore, your dad doesn't want me to do it anymore.
He started crying,
so
and
I
then
said,
papa
I can't,
said
I can't let him cry.
Papa said, I gotta do it,
can't let him cry,
right?
But you know what, it is Mother's Day, and if you have a geek for a mom, and who doesn't have a geek for a mom? LootCrate.com/JayandJack is the place you want to go for your mom. Flowers, forget the flowers. Your mom wants a gift every day, a surprise every
I
day.
I thought it was only once a month gift.
It's once a month. Oh, did I say every day?
Yeah, you
once
did.
Once a month, your mom
That's can, pretty good for $20. You get it every day.
Your mom.
What is every day? You get to see you?
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's a gift for everybody.
Okay.
But once a month, your mom can get a special gift from LootCrate.com, and it's a surprise.
Yes. Every time you say it, I think you're going to say Luke Vent.
I almost think I'm going to say Luke Bank.
Okay.
But it's Luke Crate.
Can you spell it?
.com/JayandJack.
Yes. LOOT.
Yeah.
Crate. CRATE.
There you go.
.com/JayandJack. JayandJack. JACK.
Well, someone took her vitamins today.
I'm trying to stay awake because I'm extremely tired.
You are extremely tired looking.
I didn't have
so,
a.
So. What? Did I say that out loud?
Yes.
Well, you can call me Bozo. I got to fire back, right?
It's Mother's Day, and I know I'm not your mother, but I am the mother of your fabulous children.
You do act like a mother sometimes. So.
Oh, every day.
Every day. But Loot Crate, excuse me, LootCrate.com/JayandJack. I had the hiccups.
Okay.
.com for your mom.
Okay.
So stop the podcast right now. Go on LootCrate.com/JayandJack and make your mom the happiest mom.
And the whole wide world.
Every month she's going to go, oh, my child loves me. Every month she's going to say that because you took the time to go to LootCrate.com.
There you go.
/JayandJack.
So we're on our second to last
leg of the race. This is second
to the fall.
This is it. And this was a good
Ooh,
one.
This was a good one.
This was a
yeah,
good one. And,
I'm with you on that.
You know, so all four teams wake up. They're going to Shenzhen, China, which is 2,000 miles away from where they are. And the next clue is at the airport. So they're all the teams. They go to the travel agent, and it's Tyler and Corey, Bernie and Ashley, and they go, hey, you want to tell the other teams that we have to go to Kuwait first and all that, trying to throw them off, because they realize they're all going to be on the same plane.
Right.
I think they're just joking, and Corey goes, oh, we're the villains. You're team villain. And so it's hashtag team villain. But they didn't do it. I mean, all four teams are on the same flight.
Right.
I know you don't like that.
I don't like that. I don't like it because what is the advantage of being first, second, third, or fourth if you're all at the same time again?
Right.
That's the one part of the show I don't like.
Maybe
I know you don't like when they have that.
How about this? Instead of doing this, they get different parts of the plane. Like the team that finished in first gets the front of the plane.
It's not like that.
Second team, I don't think
they can do that. But I just think.
Because you know what happens when you're in the back of the plane?
It takes you
20 minutes to get off the plane because
right.
people
but
can't get off the plane.
One season, though, there was a team that made sure they got way in the front so
right.
they could get off quickly.
Exactly. Let's see. And then Tyler says he doesn't regret you turning the Frisbee Boys.
The Frisbee Boys.
I said that earlier. Cole says they're not Cole says they're not on the same level as the other teams. They don't think he's on the same up to par with the other teams.
Right.
I think at this point they're just happy to be there. Cole and Sherry. They have a great attitude, fantastic attitude.
Yep.
And I think it's easier when you're playing loose and free. I think it's easier.
Oh, I agree.
When you're not stressing about, you know, are we making the right decision, not making the right decision? Because sometimes it can cost you, and as we found out later on in the race, it did cost.
And again, I am extreme. I the first couple times of episodes I watched, I would have never in a million years picked Sherry and Cole.
No.
Never.
I thought
she was kind of ditzy, and I thought he was a little gooberish. And I just was like, oh, those two guys. I mean, just sometimes some of the stuff he would do, I'm just like, oh, you're not funny. Stop talking. And then,
but you know, he had me laughing this whole episode.
I know. And but then this,
I'm getting him now.
Yeah. And this episode, I was rooting for them.
Yeah.
The whole time.
Well, the last couple episodes, they've been very positive. They're doing fantastic. She's amazing.
Oh my gosh.
She's amazing on these challenges. So all the time we're sitting there thinking, okay, she's a mom. She's I know it's Mother's Day, but you know, these are going to be tough challenges for her. She's better than Cole.
Yeah.
Anyway, so they're all the same flight. Now when they get to the airport, they have to look for departure hall for the next clue. Tyler and Corey, Matt and Dana find it right away. They said, oh, hide the clue, which is, I get it. That's what I would do.
I understand.
Bernie and Ashley find theirs. Tyler and Corey lie
play
about.
Dumb.
They play dumb because they're in line to get their money exchange. And they Sherry and Cole ask, oh, we didn't find it. So they stand there. Sherry and Cole said, well, we might as well just exchange our money while we're here. And then Bernie and Ashley come walking up with his clue in his hand. And they go, you didn't find your clue? I see Corey shaking his head. He goes, yeah, we found it. We found the clue. And he tells Sherry and Cole where to find it.
Yes.
And this is where I'm going to say that.
That was your first mistake.
That was your first mistake. I mean, he was too nice.
Yeah.
He gave Sherry and Cole, they were struggling. They could have got the money. They could have been on the bus. They could have been, even though they had a good head start ahead anyway.
Right.
Who knows how much longer? So I think them, Bernie being so nice cost them the.
I don't think so, but okay.
You don't think it cost him?
No. Because they messed up later on.
Well, they messed up later on, but still.
That was just such, it was not.
I'm going to say they're too nice there.
All right, that's fine. I'm gonna go.
Dana, Matt, Tyler, and Corey get on the first bus. Bernie and Ashley, Sherry and Cole get on the second bus. And Bernie's a little upset that Tyler's been lying to him.
Yeah, I was, Tyler and.
Corey,
I really did not like him this episode.
Well, they're trying to win.
I know that, but I think they just came up. I don't know, kind of arrogant and rude and condescending. And I'm thinking it's going to backfire.
You think it's going to backfire because karma comes back to bite you in the backside?
I watched it in the last season with
Jonathan, wasn't it?
Yeah. So that's my 2 cents.
All right. Well, Sherry and Cole messed the train. So, you know, they get back there. They messed the train. So you think, okay, they're way behind.
Right.
Clue box is in the Eiffel Tower. It's Window of the World, 130 of the world's icon landmarks.
Yep.
All in one place. Yep. In China.
I thought it was cool.
I thought it was a very cool place. I mean, look, you don't have to travel all the world. You just go to China. You can see the Eiffel Tower. You can see the Vatican.
You can see the Coliseum. You can see Taj Mahal.
You can see it all.
See it all.
So I'm going to China.
All right, let's go.
I want to see the Great Wall of China. I always want to go there just to see the Great Wall
that.
Of China.
I got you. Okay.
Hopefully it's more impressive than the Alamo. I don't get there and it's like a little tiny wall.
It won't be able to be fabulous.
I get there and it's just like one. It's not like it's like a foot long. I'm like going.
It's not. You got this. Go on.
You sure it's not camera?
No.
You
know, no, we can't do so much sidetrack because I'm barely awake.
Okay. All right. So not sidetracking here.
Thank you, love. Appreciate it.
All right. The object of this roadblock is they need to read the clues.
There's six. They get the passport.
Passport.
They get stickers, and they got to go around and make sure they all match the clues.
There's six riddles.
Right.
They need to figure out what the riddle is.
Some of the riddles were easy. Some of them were not.
Some were not.
No.
I think so. Tyler and Dana decide they're going to work together.
And that surprised me.
Well, we've been friends with the dancers from day one.
Really? I never saw that. Did you?
No.
Did I miss it?
Well, to be fair, they're never really together.
Oh, good boy.
Dana, Tyler and Corey are always up in the front of the pack, whereas...
Well, I think a couple legs they were.
Maybe?
A couple episodes they were. Well, the first episode they won. The first one.
No, I'm just saying, but lately you've just seen, you know, it's been like Bernie and Ashley.
Oh, I see your point. Okay.
I
see your point.
Let's see.
Bernie, so they're working together.
Yeah, they're working together.
Okay.
Bernie's going to do the roadblock, and Tyler's worried about Bernie because he knows a lot of stuff, and Dana says he knows a lot of useless stuff.
Yeah.
So.
You know what I noticed with Dana and Tyler working together?
They got along,
and she was very kind.
Yeah, very kind.
And positive.
So.
And like she was with the chicken.
Chicken. So it's Tyler and the chicken.
And the chicken.
Matt, she's not so nice.
Not so nice.
Not so nice to Matt. Matt's like going, hey, he's going to watch this. He's going to watch this show and go. Probably watching going, all right, what's the deal? You're nice to the chicken.
You're nice to Tyler.
And you're nice to Tyler. What about me? Shut up, Matt. I'm just thinking that's what she's saying after that. Sherry and Cole have yet to show up. All three teams are working on it.
Yeah.
They arrive. Sherry is going to do the roadblock.
Right. Which I think she has no choice at this stage.
Yeah, she goes, oh, my gosh. Oh, she kind of stresses out a little bit. Sherry asks Tyler if her and Dana are working together. Yep.
I know.
He goes, oh, no, I got to do it by myself. Lots of running around in this challenge. This was a tough challenge. And I was waiting for someone to ask somebody just where it was. And nobody asked any at this point yet. Bernie calls Dana and Tyler a couple of jackasses.
Yes.
I think another problem with Bernie in this game, not only was he too nice at the airport, he's a gamer and he's letting these people get in his head. He let Tyler get to him. And he was thinking too much about coming in first and beating him instead of winning the race.
Instead of
just getting into the finals to win the race.
Right.
I think that's why he made some mistakes later on.
Okay.
I'm just saying it.
I'm just going by
what I saw.
Okay.
Dana and Tyler are first to check in, and they have one incorrect.
Yes. They did it fast, too.
And then Tyler's saying, I have to pee. Dana goes,
pee yourself. Pee on yourself.
Tells him, hey, just pee in your pants. I'm serious. We didn't come here to lose. Pee. And we never saw Tyler pee.
No.
So did he pee in his pants?
I don't think so.
Well, wouldn't he go to the bathroom?
I don't know.
Just stop having to pee.
I know.
All right. Okay, I'm just saying that they have one of those 130 thing, a nice bathroom.
Nope.
Let's see. Bernie is first to complete the roadblock.
Yeah.
Oh, no, because later, Tyler lies to Bernie again. He goes, he lied to me again. Because he's playing stupid. I don't know.
Yeah, I know.
The clue was kind of...
But so was Dana.
Yeah, but I mean, at that point, Bernie's got to let it go.
Yeah. But he finished first. He finished first. All right. All by himself.
Finished the load block. They need to make their way to Lachey Park. I think that's what it's called. Lachey Park. To the Moon Bridge. Or past the Moon Bridge. Dana and Tyler complete the roadblock. Top three teams end up on the same train. So that hurt Bernie and Ashley.
Yeah.
I don't think they knew they were on the train.
Bernie and Ashley.
No, I don't think Bernie and Ashley knew the other two teams were on the train.
No, I don't think
cars.
So either.
Sherry is still working on the roadblock. Sherry finally asked somebody.
Yes.
Where it
about
is.
The line and fish thing.
Yeah, the line with the fish body.
Yeah.
So that helped her out.
Yeah.
So good move by Sherry.
A couple times I was watching, I was like, she seemed like she was just kind of being nonchalant, though. Like, you know, you're watching her, and she's just like, she's looking over, and I didn't see, like, as much urgency. I wish they would show... I don't know why they don't, and maybe that's because of the suspense. They want you to think that that's not who's, so you don't know who it is at the end.
Right.
But I really wish there's like a little clock on everybody, so you can kind of see where the times were with everything, everybody was.
I've said last year on the podcast we did last year, have it on your CBS. Remember I said that 5-9?
Yeah.
Have it, the extra footage on the CBS.com. Show maybe what they're doing. Show what we've not. Because you only have 42 minutes. You know, you have all the commercials.
Right.
You only have 42 minutes to show me what's going on. And a lot of it's confessionals and other stuff that, you know, and you notice during this whole episode, I didn't see any confessionals
with
Bernie and Ashley.
You're correct.
And so you're sitting there thinking, I would like to see the scenes. Okay, what is she doing? How far was she behind?
I wish there was some kind of thing that kind of showed each of the couples what their time frame was and where they were. They don't have to go in great length. They could just say, this is the time. This is like, you know, this is like 7:04, 7:15, 7:35, 7 whatever. So you can figure out yourself.
Yeah, they say currently in fourth, currently in third.
Right, I don't like that. I wanted to know the time difference because then it makes me think about who's going to be next. Obviously, they don't want to do it that way because they don't want you. They want to suspend.
Yeah, they want
suspension.
Suspense.
Anyway,
okay.
That's my two cents.
Okay, anyway, let's see.
She's still finishing.
She's
Mama's doing it.
Tyler and Corey get to the art first. Sherry completes the roadblock. Tyler and Corey get their art first. Matt and Dana, they must have been there, but way ahead of Matt and Dana because they didn't see each other.
No.
Sherry and Cole, I'm sorry, Bernie and Ashley pick commuter cycle.
Commuter cycle, right.
Which is a mistake.
Yes.
I don't think you ever do a roadblock that has a learning curve. Would you agree? Something like that?
Yeah,
but in the end, when we saw it, go ahead.
I'm thinking, how do you know you're not going to hit that curve? I mean, how do you know you're not going to learn it?
True. But also, like we said at the end, you really didn't have to ride it the whole way. You could ride, fall down, get back on it, ride, fall down, get back on it.
At first, I thought when they were doing Bernie and what's her name?
Ashley.
Thank you, Ashley. I thought they had to ride the whole time and never fall off.
Right.
So I could see where they were concerned and was trying to get off and, oh, we're not going to be able to do this. But then when I saw
Sherry and Cole.
Sherry and Cole do it, I was like, wait a minute.
In fact, one time she fell off and it went away. It went like 30 feet forward. Well, we don't know. They didn't show it. So we don't know if she had to go back and do it again. I'm lost in my place. Tyler and Corey lay the art on the ground first to get kind of an idea how it's supposed to go on there, which is smart. Dana and Matt are trying to decide, and Dana's getting frustrated with Matt. She goes, I want to stop talking and start hanging.
Right.
So she says, hey, I'm done. She doesn't have the patience
She doesn't have the patience for him, but she had it for Corey.
Tyler. Let's see. Bernie and Ashley are struggling with the challenge. I mean, they're just not getting it at all. I'm like, stop. Go to the art. They just weren't going to get it.
No.
Mouse was a house flipper back in the day.
Yeah, Matt was a house flipper, I guess, to save money to get some money ahead of stuff because he went to L.A.
Money. Yeah, moved to L.A. to get some money to, you know, challenge Chase's dream. He was a house flipper.
Right.
So I guess that worked out for him.
Well, his ultimate goal was to be a dancer.
I know.
Okay, well, you sound sarcastic when you said that.
I'm just saying he wanted to be a house flipper. Okay. No, it's nothing wrong with being a house flipper.
All right, just making sure.
You get your own show on one of the do-it-yourself network shows.
All right.
Tyler and Corey are first to fail on their first attempt. They realize that the level has to go in between the thing. They had it too close together.
Didn't they have some kind of instruction of that?
I would think so, but maybe it wasn't as clear to them. I don't know.
Okay.
So do Matt and Dana. They're incorrect the first time. Then they figure out, okay. Then Bernie and Ashley decide to switch. Sherry and Cole show up, but Bernie and Ashley were already gone.
Yeah.
So they must have been way behind at this point. Cole thinks he's going to be pretty good at it right away.
Yes, he does.
He said he was a skateboarder, skimboarder,
so he thought he got this.
I got to be honest, at that age, I think I would have aced that. I had pretty good balance. I was pretty good skateboarder.
Yeah, you are.
Had no fear, so I probably would have done. Now I'd be afraid to fall down and break my hip.
I think you would do it.
I'd do it. I'd try it, but I think I'd have a little.
You'd be able to figure it out. You're such a natural. I'm sorry. No.
Little old.
No, I'm not letting you buy
it.
Not
like when I was younger.
Okay. Obviously, no one is what they were like when they were younger.
Have you ever seen one of those things?
No. Can I go back? Can I speak?
Yes.
Thank you. Can I speak, Larry?
Can I speak?
So anyway, what I'm trying to say is, yes, I would agree you're not when you're young. But you're still have, you know, we know, because we're athletes, we know those ones that were natural when they're young, because they still kind of have that finesse. When your arm wasn't killing you, you played football or threw the ball or played baseball or you hit, you still had that finesse. So your athleticism, I can't say that word.
Athleticism?
Yes, you would think I was drinking. It's still
there. Have me another martini.
You can tell the ones that really weren't that great as a youth and still don't have it at 50.
Yeah.
I'm saying you probably wouldn't have any problem.
All right.
You wouldn't have been afraid.
All right.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, well.
And I'm not just saying it because you're my husband.
All right, well, at least you're nice to me this time. At least the helmet would cover my bozo hair.
Oh, my God. It's driving me crazy looking at you.
Bozo the clown.
Whatever, go ahead.
Okay, Bernie and Ashley run into Tyler and Corey. They look in and they weren't very nice to him. Tyler and Corey were kind of.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
You were a little upset with
them. I was like, God, they're awful pompous.
Yeah.
I didn't like it at all. I was upset.
You're not happy with him.
No, I'm not.
You liked him in the beginning, but yes. you're a little upset with him right now.
Act like you've been there. You're the group of four. In your mind, you probably think you're
well, they've had five first place finishes.
Right, so you know you're doing this quite well.
There's no reason to be
an ASS.
Assistant?
Anyway. Act like you've been there.
Let's see. Cole and Sherry, he's going to get it right. Oh, Cole thinks he's going to get it right away, but I like his look because Sherry is actually.
She's just going right by like, hey, look at me. Yeah, I'm your mom, but I know what I'm doing.
Bernie and Ashley get their artwork. Tyler and Corey finish the challenge. They have to go to Library Terrace as the pit stop.
Yeah, it's a picture. So you open it up and you see a cool picture of where they're going to go.
Right.
So that
five football fields long.
Yes.
Dana and Matt finish.
Right.
So now it's a race for second place, first and second place. Sherry and Cole are still practicing, decide not to switch.
And I thought that was a good move.
Cole makes the right decision.
Yes, he does.
Because he thought about it. He goes,
yeah, he did.
At this point, nobody's here.
Right.
You know,
right.
We don't know. Let's just, to switch would be too much time. So they made the right decision to stick it out. So probably Bernie and Ashley, once they chose that, they should have stuck it out.
I think they should have too. Because I think they would have gotten it. I don't know. Like, again, when you're watching it, you're like, yeah, how did Sherry and Cole know more about they could Keep trying.
Well, I think the problem with Sherry and Cole is that they thought they were in last.
They really thought they didn't have anything to lose.
They didn't have anything to lose. They were just playing. They were playing with the house money at this point.
Right, but in first place, you don't get anything this leg. So all you want to do is just make sure you finish top three.
Right.
So what's the purpose? Who cares if you're 1, 2, 3? Well, except, I guess, for bragging rights.
Well, you want to finish in the top three.
Yeah, but I'm saying it doesn't matter if you're 1, 2, or 3, as long as you're 1, 2, or 3.
But I think Tyler, remember, because Tyler, Bernie, he was when he saw that Tyler and Corey finished the chain, he goes, we're not going to finish first.
It doesn't matter. You just want to be the top three.
Well, I mean, I think you get a little head start, though, don't you? Finishing first?
I guess you're
probably. Maybe.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Sometimes you do, sometimes you don't. But right. I think, remember, he was kind of frustrated with Tyler the whole time. He wanted to beat him.
Yeah.
Matt and Dana, Tyler and Corey are racing for first. They're both in their cabs. Bernie and Ashley are struggling a bit with the painting. They really weren't doing...
No, not their normal stuff.
They just... It reminds me of that one time they were on the mountain, the Alps.
And they went
where
to
they
the
chose
camping
the
part.
Camping
yeah.
part. It was the only other time they made a mistake. And they just... We're not functioning well, this challenge.
I would agree with you.
It's starting to rain, making it tough for Sherry. At this one, they're never going to finish this. Let's just get to the end with the top three teams.
Right. I'm with you.
They decide not to switch. It doesn't make any sense to switch. So they're at least thinking. Tyler and Corey finish first, just ahead of Dana and Matt. So Bernie and Ashley finished the challenge.
Right, so they're now in third.
And Sherry and Cole haven't even started the challenge yet.
You're thinking, okay, the top three are going to be, those guys. Yeah. Not Sherry and Cole won't be in it.
Right. Sherry and Cole start attempting the challenge. They complete the challenge.
Right.
And it seemed pretty easy.
Right. And when they finish.
My favorite part, though, is when Cole was watching Sherry go by and when it was pouring down rain, he's just at the umbrella. He's looking at her like, I hate you, Mom. I know he wouldn't think that, say that, but his look was like, how is she getting this and I can't?
I know.
Look, Cole, here I go.
But then at that point, you see it say on the bottom with their names, last place. You're like, okay, so they're done. That's what I was thinking.
Currently
okay, they're done.
Yeah, last place.
Right.
They complete the challenge. Cole and Sherry have a great attitude. They're in the cab. Yeah. Cole says every time we've had a fun challenge.
We're not eliminated.
Yep. This is going to happen.
Right.
Basically, whatever happens, happens. Right. Maybe we won't have the $1 million. They're going back and forth. It was nice. Bernie and Ashley are stuck in traffic.
And they decide to get out
of the cab,
wherever they were.
Yeah. Bernie and Ashley are looking for Phil.
Yeah.
You're thinking at this point, they're still going to win.
Yeah.
Or come in third. And now Sherry and Cole are now there.
Right. They get out of their cab. And then you kind of see, this is the point where you see Phil, Dana, and what's his face?
Tyler, Corey, Matt,
all
Dana.
Of them. They're all waiting to see who
they're waiting to see.
And they're saying, it's going to be yellow. It's going to be yellow.
Well, and then you can tell that they want Sherry and Cole because... Corey says, hey, just keep your smile if the other team shows up. Something like that. But if the wrong team shows up, keep your smile.
Right.
And it comes around the corner. It's Sherry and Cole. And when they found out that
they were so excited.
Yeah, everyone. And I think they were genuinely happy. I think Tyler and Corey were happy because I think they like them.
I think they know they could beat them.
Yeah, I think it's hard not to like Sherry and Cole. But I think at this point they're thinking, all right, it's between us.
Right.
It's our game to lose.
And Matt and Dana.
Yeah. Bernie and Ashley finished fourth, but I like how Bernie says, okay, whatever happens, we get to the top. I love you.
I love you. That was great.
I thought it was very nice. He goes, because first he's thinking, no,
we could
here.
Be first.
We could be first.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, no, you're not. Because I like Bernie and Ashley. And find out that they finished fourth. Right when he saw Sherry and Cole, he goes, we finished.
I was shocked by that because I really thought they had a great attitude. I never heard them bicker. I never heard any issues with them. And I thought, they're a great team. They're going to do well and they're going
to
make it.
Well, the first time he got upset today, it seemed, called them jackasses and he said, oh, he lied to me
again.
That
was the first time I ever saw
I think
him
he was
that.
Getting flustered with, I think Tyler got under his skin. Yeah. I think Tyler got under his skin and it affected his game today.
Okay.
And I still think, at the airport, he should, I get being nice, but you're finished. You want to be the top three teams.
But I would agree with you, but he's been that way the whole legs.
I get it. He's just a nice guy, and he's been helpful the whole time, but I think it cost him the race.
Okay.
Did he have to be nice? Did he have to tell her where it was at?
No.
Because they might have struggled for another hour and a half looking for it.
True.
That's who he is. But hats off. Very classy with the way they handled it. They didn't cry. They weren't upset. I mean, they weren't openly upset.
The last couple teams that have been eliminated have been very classy.
Yeah, I think they handled it very well. But I thought it was a great, great thing, and I think it could be Tyler's. I hope it doesn't come down to a bad cab ride. But Tyler and Corey should be the team to beat, but it's going to come down to the different challenges and who does what. And Sherry and Cole, they're playing with house money. They just don't seem to care.
No.
They just don't have that attitude. So there's no pressure on them.
Right.
When I think there's no pressure on you, it's easier to
compete.
I would agree
with you.
The pressure is on Tyler and Corey. If they don't win, I think it's – if they don't win, they're going to be disappointed. Dana and Matt, they come in second. I mean, okay, yeah, we only won one leg. You know, we want to win, but if we don't win –
I think they'll be disappointed.
I think they'll be disappointed, but I think all the pressure is on
Tyler
and Corey. Okay, we had some feedback here. CJ said, if Bernie was so upset with two teams working together, why not work with Sherry? Not only might he have helped himself, but there was a good chance he'd be bringing the weakest team right along with him.
I don't think so. He was so far ahead of Sherry at that point.
Sherry would have slowed him down.
Yeah, Sherry would have slowed him down.
Yeah, I think so, because at that point, Sherry's kind of...
Yeah.
Anyway, and Jack says, Sherry and Cole might be getting the winner's edit. Oh. And that was directed to Colleen from Survivor.
That you that said that?
I said that, yeah.
Oh. Why'd you talk of the third person?
Oh, because I did want to say it was me.
Oh, okay.
But you called me out, so. Harold says, one of the best finishes I've seen in terms of reaction from everyone.
I agree. I agree, Carol.
Carol says, I was disappointed to see Bernie and Ashley leave. They were a great couple, didn't fight.
Nope.
And were very...
positive.
We're very supportive.
Yes.
Positive.
Yep.
Michael says, great finish. Good editing this episode. For some reason, Tyler and Corey annoy me. I've been rooting for them the whole season, but now I'm rooting for Sherry and Cole to win.
I'm with you.
I think you've...
I ditto that.
There was no reason to act that way.
Nope. Don't act like you've been there.
Well, plus, you know, you're part of your thing is, we talked about earlier, why all these teams working together, why are they so nice, why are they so... Because that's your business.
Yes.
That's who you are. You don't come across as a jerk.
Exactly.
Why rub people the wrong way?
Exactly.
So Tyler and Corey, I'm gonna give you some notches down. Carrie Ann says, I'm rooting for Cole and Sherry. I've had a tough day, but Triumph put a smile on my face.
I agree.
Carrie also says, they have such a positive attitude. I love how they were laughing in the cab, even though they thought it was over for them.
I agree, Carrie.
So there you go. CJ says, seeing the other team's delight in their triumph a bit, partially because the weaker team knocking out a tough opponent gave me some kind of delight. People forget the secondary goal here is to win the race. Primary objective is a great once-in-a-lifetime experience. Maybe someone should tell Dana. Carrie Ann says, I really hope Matt and Dana don't win. The girl is miserable.
Yeah.
Not with chickens and not with... Tyler.
Not with Tyler.
CJ says, she's a carbon copy of my sister. Do you always need to stress out about everything? Can't you just take it easy and have some fun once in a while? Somehow she's the exact opposite of me, and yet one with four kids and counting. Carrie Ann says, she must have a patient husband. I've always seen Dana enjoy a bit of the race. I haven't seen Dana enjoy one bit of the race. Even if you don't make the finals, it's got to be an amazing experience. And that's it.
Yeah.
I agree. I mean, but again, I'm not there.
Right.
If I'm stressing out, if I'm, you know, you've seen.
Again, we don't know how it's being edited. I mean, they've kind of, right from the beginning, have made Dana look like a B-I-T-C-H. So maybe that's just how they're
But she says that's who she is. She says, I'm from New York. We yell. That's how I am.
I hear you.
She doesn't hide it. She doesn't
say
anything, you know. But anyway, that was the race. Looking forward to the finale. We'll try to get the finale out as soon as possible.
Absolutely.
We're going to watch it this
Friday.
And hopefully all works out from there.
We all have the winners we want.
Yeah. Again, if you like to help, you know, Father's Day is coming up. And if your father's a geek, you can get him lootcrate.com/JayandJack for the geekiest stuff in the world.
Yeah.
And if you like to help us out, if you like this show and other shows, and all the shows are listed on our Jay and Jack .com page. You go jayandjack.com. You can become a patron on there. See a list of all the patrons on there. All 129, I think, are there. And then we have three special patrons I'd like to thank this time. Tat from Tokyo, Eckhart Rickner Glatfelter, and Brad from Chicago. We were just in Chicago.
When we flew in.
Yeah, Midway Airport.
Yeah.
Only there for like 40 minutes, but it was a great time the Midway Airport.
By all.
Yeah. All right, guys, that's it for today. Cindy wants to go to bed. She's looking at me like I'm just really tired. But
I am.
Today's the finale of The Good Wife.
I know. So
are you
I'm
upset? Are you sad?
No. It's kind of like been boring towards the end anyway.
Oh, you're... So it's time for it to just go.
No, they made it that way. It didn't have to be like that.
So. Oh, wow. Anyway. Right. You're pretty tough on these shows.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Hasta luego. And goodbye.
Bye.